Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. They say it always begins with one step. A journey. A journey always begins with one step, and life is filled with journeys. I'm not sure that our society is different than previous societies, but I think because of our mobility, it is a bit. We journey more than I think any previous generations before us. You think about it. You know, we have the ability to jump in the car and drive to a different state, drive to a different area, whereas if we were on a horse or we were walking, it would take us a whole lot longer. We have air travel that takes us all over the world in, you know, to change countries in mere hours. And so these journeys that we have, this ability we have to move around, really, I think, has changed our society in terms of how we interact with the world. We are people of the journey because our lives are filled with them. We have journeys that are long and seem like they'll never end. We have short journeys. We have journeys that cause us excitement and joy. We have journeys that cause us pain and consternation. We have journeys that we anticipate months before they ever happen. And we have journeys that we just loathe seeing them coming down the tracks. And the one commonality, I think, that exists in these journeys is each of them have the ability to change us. Because when we take one of these journeys, when we move around within our lives, what we find is we are different. We are changed. Maybe not in some huge magical way where somebody looks at us and says, well, you're not the same person you were before, but something has changed us. When we encounter individuals on a regular basis, people that are new, when we see events that take place because of journeys we've taken, and when we have experienced, I don't know where because came from, and when we go out and experience things that we haven't experienced before, those things will change us. It is inevitable. Because with every new experience that we have on the journeys in life that we take, we become somewhat changed. In today's Old Testament lesson, Abram is sent on a journey. Now, I think Abram would have appreciated maybe an email from God with a Google map attached to it. Because he's got a pretty good life. He's married. Has, from what all reports tell us, a pretty sizable herd along with his father-in-law. They might not be ruling people, but they're not uncomfortable. God says it's time to take a trip. Now, if somebody's going to tell you it's time to take a trip, there's one question you're going to ask that is going to happen before almost any other question. And what is that question going to be? Where are we going? And God says, you're going to go to the land I'm going to send you to. How's that for a great response? Because the story of Abraham and Sarah, or Abram and Sarai at this point in time, within our biblical story, is a story of faith. It's a story wrapped around the understanding of these two individuals living their lives based on the faith they have in God, doing the things that God has called them to do, taking these journeys that God has sent them forth to go. We don't have a record of Abraham saying, well, where in the world do you want me to go? You got to at least point me in the right direction. God says, I'll point you there. And so off they go. Abraham, Abram, Sarai, Lot, and whatever other servants they happen to have. And it becomes a journey of faith. It becomes a journey where their faith is tested. It becomes a journey where their faith is given this understanding of a great blessing that's going to take place. Because within this story and within this journey, God tells Abraham that you will be a blessing to many nations. That in fact, all the peoples of the earth will bless themselves through you. Pretty heady stuff. To be that sort of a blessing. But when we look at the result of the story, you can see where that comes to fruition. Abraham and Sarah are the mother and father, essentially of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. That's a big chunk of the world if you think about it. And so it is this blessing that they are given to be a blessing to all nations. And there's a carrot for barren Sarai that you will give birth to a son. And so the journey begins. All been people of the journey. Because we've all been to places that we didn't expect to go. We've been to other places that we planned to go. And we've found that things have happened that have changed who we are. My journey is a bit circuitous in terms of the route I chose to take. Because all of these journeys really are based upon the faith that we have. We love to think about the control that we have, the picking and the choosing that we can do, being able to be the masters of our own destiny, to be able to go out and explore those places we want to go, picking and choosing all the way where we're going to eat, where we're going to see, where we're going to go, where we're going to stay. And yet, within all of that, all of these journeys, no matter whether it's a vacation journey, a work journey, or a journey to the store, all of these journeys I will hold to you are journeys of faith. Because within each of them, we have experiences that can mold us and change us. That God places people within our path that might change our thinking or change our view or change our outlook on life. Or may just touch us for a moment. Or allow us to be with them for a moment. And those journeys change us. Never ever expected to be here. Never ever expected to do this. This was not my life plan. Had it all worked out, graduated from high school, going off to college, was going to work in radio. That's what I wanted to do. Got to college, communications major, worked at a couple of different radio stations, behind the scenes and on air, learning all I could learn, discovering what that world was going to be like, determined to be exactly that. even dabbled a little bit in doing some sports broadcasting and thought maybe that would be a good path. And then my journey led me to a group of people at one particular radio station. Highly talented people. People who could get behind a microphone and talk seamlessly. People who had the vocal qualities that you just love to hear when you turn the radio on. People who could do sports broadcasting like they were talking to you in the backyard. People you love to listen to. And I wasn't one of them. And so I begin to recalculate what my life is going to be, because I did not want to be in the middle of Nebraska doing the farm report. And that seemed to be what my destiny would be. And so I looked to see what else I might do, and so I took my love of sports and my love of communications, and I thought, well, I'll get into sports public relations. That'll be my journey. And so graduation day came, and prior to that, I had been pumping out resume after resume, application after application, to every sports team that I could possibly think of, every college that was looking for a sports information director. And those letters came back to my parents' house like you wouldn't believe. Letter after letter after letter after letter saying, no, 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 no. And my mother, bless her heart, put them all in a book for me. And so I find myself there at the summer of my graduation, wondering what life is going to be. And I'm not sure. But I think grad school might be the answer, because after all, if you don't know what to do, you go back to school. And so I'm trying to figure out how to make this work. It had been way past the time of applying for different grad schools. I thought actually maybe law school might be a route. And there at the camp I was working at was a volunteer nurse with her husband. Her husband was the development director of Gettysburg Seminary. And I thought, well, I can go there for a semester and then get on with life. And so I applied, I was accepted, and off I went thinking, what in the world are you doing? I'm driving down the road with Gilwell Koenig Jr., who is now, interestingly enough, a professor at the seminary. He was a student at the college I worked with at the camp that summer. And so we drove to Gettysburg together, he going to the college, me going to the seminary. I remember driving very clearly up Route 30 in Pennsylvania, coming up over the hill, and Gil said, there's the seminary. And I looked over and I felt my stomach drop to my knees, because I thought, what in the world am I doing here? This isn't where I belong. And so the journey took me through that, on to my first call, which was just to bide my time until I decided now my journey would be working at a church camp. And I applied there for positions probably 12 different times. Didn't keep the rejection letters for those ones. And then went from Pennsylvania to Maryland to New Jersey. And my journey continues, but I understand now within this journey, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I am supposed to do. And it is within these journeys of life that we begin to take shape and understand how God calls us. When Jesus is talking to Nicodemus in today's gospel lesson, Jesus says, you need to be born from above. And Nicodemus goes, what do you mean? That makes no sense. And we good Christians, because we're not Pharisees, look at what Jesus says, and we go, what do you mean? How can you be born from above? We understand being born from mommy. We understand being born from water in terms of being baptized. But being born from above, well, that's a little bit different. But within the life experiences that we hold, within these journeys that we take, I believe we're born from above time and time again, where God allows us to be touched by experience, where God allows us to be touched by people, where God allows us to be reformed in what we want to do, to help us understand what God wants us to do. In those moments, when we begin to understand a little bit better what God would want us to do, are those moments that we are born from above, that we are born from God, that we have this understanding of what God is calling us to do. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a vocational sort of thing where I know that God has called me to be a pastor of the word and sacrament. But it can be a once and done thing when we encounter somebody in Safeway for a very brief conversation. And within that conversation, we might offer a bit of God's love to somebody who finds themselves in desperate need. Born from above. When we find ourselves at work dealing with a situation and struggling to figure out what might be the right thing to do, and we finally settle in and understanding what God is calling us to do, born from above. When we're having a conversation with one of our children and they're driving us absolutely mad, and we have this grand desire to go and throttle them, but we take a step back and take a breath and feel that presence of God leaning over us to tell us that this is a teaching moment. And that, in turn, is what we do. Born from above. You see, when we have those experiences in our journey of life that we are somehow touched and changed by the presence of God, we then, I believe, are born from above, touched by God as God reaches down to us to make us into the person that God would have us be at that moment. It's not going to instill perfection within us. It's not going to eradicate sin from our lives, because that's going to be present there always. But it will give us those moments to serve the world as God would have us to. Those moments where we understand the love that God has placed within our hearts and within our souls. Those moments that will help us understand that God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. And in turn, give us the ability to pass that love on to others. In our journey in life, God reaches down time and time again to touch us, to change us, to allow us to do something a little bit different. But in all of those things, in all of those moments, it is God sending His love to us and through us, that we might be the bearers of His love, of His grace, and of His change. Amen.